Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, January 7th. You'll be interested to know, 241 years ago, today in 1785, a daring French aeronaut named Jean-Pierre Blanchard and his English companion, Dr. John Jeffreys, crossed the English Channel in a hydrogen balloon, making the first aerial passage between France and England. Their successful crossing demonstrated the practical promise of balloon flight for international travel and scientific observation, inspiring further aeronautical innovation across Europe. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, there's a chance of light rain, and it feels like 31 degrees with 5 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 4:28, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:10. It looks like we're in for a cloudy day, with a chance of rain before 9 a.m., and some freezing rain possible between 9 and 1, with a high near 36 and a light northwest wind. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 30 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Wednesday will be at 7:45 with a high tide at 2. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 38 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Thursday will be sunny with a high near 43 in light west winds around 6 mph. Rain becomes likely Friday after 9 a.m. with a high near 50 and south winds gusting up to 21 mph. Then it remains unsettled into Saturday night with periods of rain and lows in the upper 30s. Sunday stays mostly cloudy with rain likely, highs near 45 and west winds gusting up to 23 mph. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, just before the new mayor of Everett was sworn into office, the outgoing mayor announced a major development agreement with Wynn Resorts. The agreement paves the way for up to 2 new hotels on Wynn-owned property across from Encore Boston Harbor. Everett resident Dolores Latanzi stated, "I think it's good business, especially in that area." The hotels will generate nearly $12 million in annual revenue through property taxes and hotel taxes. Wynn Resorts has also pledged approximately $15 million for transportation improvements and $25 million for a future MBTA commuter rail stop. Construction on the hotels, which will total around 800 rooms, could begin this spring with an expected opening in 2028. Now on to sports. The Ravens made a significant move and have fired John Harbaugh after 18 seasons in Baltimore. This vacancy is highly coveted as it offers the opportunity to work with a top-5 quarterback. Harbaugh, the fourth winning guest, active head coach, has sparked interest, with reports of his agent receiving 7 calls. The Ravens' job is considered the most desirable since the openings at the Dallas Cowboys and Green Bay Packers. Expect a seismic shift in coaching dynamics as organizations reassess their strategies in light of this development. The coaching carousel has truly begun. In local sports, the Seattle Kraken beat the Bruins 7-4 on Tuesday night, with Kaapo Kakko scoring 2 goals and an assist. Berkeley Catton also shined, netting his first 2 NHL goals. Jared McCann contributed a goal and an assist, while Jordan Eberle opened the scoring and led the team with his 15th goal of the season. David Pastrnak scored two goals for the Bruins, and Mason Laurie added another. But the Bruins will look to rebound as they host Calgary on Thursday night. In top news, the Department of Homeland Security announced Tuesday that it has launched what it describes as the largest immigration enforcement operation ever in Minnesota. Approximately 2,000 federal agents and officers are expected in the Minneapolis area to address allegations of fraud involving Somali residents. The operation includes agents from Immigration and Customs Enforcement and focuses on identifying suspected fraud. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz criticized the enforcement surge as a war that's being waged against Minnesota. Immigrant rights groups reported increased sightings of federal agents. In business news, LEGO has announced the Smart Brick, their most significant evolution in 50 years. On March 1st, 2026, the LEGO Group will sell a tiny computer that fits inside a classic 2x4 LEGO brick. This innovative brick detects nearby smart tags and other smart bricks, bringing LEGO sets to life with effects like humming lightsabers and roaring engines. These new bricks, which are wirelessly charged, feature movement sensors and form a Bluetooth mesh network. The first sets will include a $70 Darth Vader's TIE Fighter and a $100 Luke's Red 5 X-Wing. And crypto movement. Bitcoin is down 1% to about $93,000. Ethereum is up 1% to about $3,000. And XRP is down 5% to $2.26. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Japan's streets remain impressively clean, despite the scarcity of public trash cans. Travelers are often surprised to find no bins on the streets, forcing them to carry their waste. Some visitors report this lack of bins as their biggest inconvenience, according to a survey. Historically, trash cans were removed from public spaces due to security concerns. Japan's cultural values of cleanliness and personal responsibility also play a significant role in this practice. To adapt, travelers can carry small bags for their waste and use recycling bins at vending machines. And in entertainment news, Sebastian Stan is considering a move to the DC Universe to star alongside Robert Pattinson in The Batman Part 2. The Romanian-American actor, known for his role as Bucky Barnes in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, is reportedly in talks for this role. Production is set to begin in the spring of 2026. Scarlett Johansson has also been linked to the sequel, despite her character, Natasha Romanoff, dying in Avengers Endgame. The sequel is planned for release on October 1, 2027, following the success of the first film, which grossed $772.3 million. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American aviation pioneer, Amelia Earhart. And she said, "Adventure is worthwhile in itself, for it pushes the boundaries of what we know and inspires us to dream beyond the horizon, daring us to explore the unknown." And that's a wrap for this morning. you can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.